on radio1057.com. We may be on 640wgst.com. I have no idea. I don't even care if we're on the air. It's always a treat to talk to Rick Lippert. And happy Friday to you. You're joining us from Memphis. I guess you are just like Mark Cohn today, walking in Memphis.
You haven't been to Beale Street yet, but walking in Memphis. My wife and I are actually over here. I'm doing a couple pieces, and lucky enough to really impress Sully by staying at the Big Cypress Lodge, the Bass Pro Shop that has a hotel right in the Bass Pro Shop here in Memphis. And for an outdoors lover like me, it really is paradise.
Wow, an outrageously excellent selection of firearms at the Bass Pro Shops as well, Rick.
I saw those yesterday. I saw all the decoys, all the ducks. I saw all the archery stuff. It's three floors of packed with everything that you'd expect at a Bass Pro Shop.
I'd like to see, Rick, if you can pick up a duck call before your little stroll down Beale Street and see if you can do that a couple of times while you're walking around and see how that goes.
I'll practice, and then we'll do that next. I'll report it next week on how that went.
I have a decent little duck call. You want me to roll it out on you here?
Yeah, does it sound like Donald Duck?
It does sound a little like Donald Duck, but here goes. It's not bad.
Yeah, some waterfowl just went right over my head. So.
All right, well, let's get to the issue at hand. Rick covers sports and technology for a number of different outlets, including Everything Georgia. See his work periodically in the Atlanta Journal and Constitution, and of course, follow Rick on Twitter, based right here in Atlanta. Does a lot of work for Yahoo News and Sports. His handle on Twitter is Rick Roswell. And Rick, we're going to talk about some cool, crazy summer gadgets today.
Yeah, let's get wild and crazy as summer approaches here. There's any number of cool, some of these are as seen on TV type gadgets, some are on Amazon, and it's perfect time to impress your neighbors with a cool, crazy summer gadget.
All right, so how about this watermelon core? A great price point on this, certainly less than $10 here. Why is this the be-all and end-all of watermelon cores?
Well, we love watermelon in our household, especially in the summertime, and I think this year they're really going to be good. It's a kind of a pain sometimes cutting watermelon, getting that perfect cut. And yeah, for $5.99, this is that watermelon core and cutter that if you're serving watermelon at a cookout or a picnic, this will impress your guests because it'll give that perfect cut and easy on your arms when you're trying to cut a big watermelon. Stainless steel and dishwasher safe and imported from Italy, all for $5.99. So.
How about the magic water balloons filler? Are you a big water balloon thrower in the summertime, Rick?
I have to be sometimes because my neighborhood, the kids will get the better of me if I don't want to defend myself. Now, I mean, they already have this. I saw this. The kids were practicing with this. Is a and these are now available. I've seen them at Walgreens, and Costco, Amazon. You can fill up 110 water balloons all at one time with your hose and this pre-packed attachment here, where you attach water balloons to. So this gives you a serious advantage when you have those neighborhood water balloon fights.
I know you do pretty well in those, don't you, Rick?
I got to break out the heavy artillery for it, but it's. You know, it's me against like a pack of like eight people, so I need this 110 water balloon to go at them.
During our last visit, Rick, we spoke about the smart umbrella, and I said that was kind of pushing it on technology. Tell us about this cool mist umbrella. This is obviously a different type of umbrella, and what does it do?
This may be more your speed, so when you're, I know that you don't like sitting out in the intense heat when you have that track jacket on and the sweatsuit on, so. Yeah, just an umbrella, a big umbrella that has a conduit that's hooked up to, again, a hose, and it will shoot water out of, like, the misting from the umbrella. So you can kind of sit there and outdoors and get ready for your cookout or barbecue and have a little water hit you, cool you down with this misting umbrella.
Sounds good, you're right about that. I need to be out of the heat as much as possible, and I do wear that track jacket, even if it's in triple digits, Rick. I'm loyal to that track jacket. I can't take it off.
Well, you got that sensitive skin. You're protecting yourself from the sun and what it can do to you, so I don't blame you.
Who knows what's going to happen in the future, but I'm going to take good care of my arms and at least make sure that the skin looks good.
You look fine, so.
All right, how about this? We often have to think about our pets. Pets are our families. How about this Guardian Gear cooling pet coat?
don't forget about your pets. Don't leave your pets in the hot car here as the weather gets warmer. Yeah, this is a little coat that stores some cool water inside. You can put on your dog, and it helps keep them cool and comfortable. Now, you still have no excuse to leave your pets in the car in the summertime, but pretty good price point, about $20, and we'll see if your pet likes it here. A little coolness all the time on your pet when they're outside all the time.
Absolutely, and make sure your pet stays hydrated. Don't let your dog out too long in the sun, and just remember to take good extra special care of them when it's really hot outside. Okay, Rick, the final thing that we're going to talk about, a little controversy here that you're bringing up. We're going to talk about something with Donald Trump's name on it.
Well, the disclaimer is not just Trump. The other campaigns have this hat available for them as well. So Nike's got a cool one of their cool, dry hats. Now, the sphere cap with the your favorite presidential campaign logo or saying on it. So you can get your Make America Great Again hat. You can get your Hillary or Feel the Burn cap, and it's not one of those cheap nylon caps that Trump's kind of been wearing in his campaigns. This is one of those high-tech, nice, cool, dry caps. Keeps you cool and protects you from the sun. About $20, so not too bad.
I know you can't reveal which hat you would order because we don't talk a lot of politics here, but if you had your own little campaign slogan, Rick, what do you think it would be centered around, or what would it be if you already have one?
I don't know, make technology great again, or something like that, or vote for Sully.
If you're going to make technology great again, we're going to be using typewriters here.
That was early technology. I'm talking about more current technology, so maybe it'll have one of those thin, nice, sleek laptops as kind of the logo to go along with the saying.
Yeah, if I were to have one in that style, I'd have the Motorola Razr would be my icon.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that phone was, we've talked about that before. Who didn't own one of those phones? I mean, they were everywhere.
Having to hit the three times to get the letter F while you're sending the text messages.
That was before I started texting. I had a silent protest. I will not text until either I got a BlackBerry or a phone that had a real keyboard on it.
Well, Rick, great to talk to you. Hope you have a great weekend. It's Friday the 13th. Are you superstitious at all about this day?
I'm superstitious about some things, but never about Friday the 13th. And I didn't even know it was Friday the 13th that you mentioned it, so it's not something bad going to happen.
Well, in my family, Rick, we don't need it to be a certain day for something disastrous to happen. That could kind of come at random.
The Sullivan curse, is that what it's called?
Something along those lines. Hey, enjoy the rest of your visit in Memphis, and really great to catch up again. I hope that folks give you a follow on Twitter. The handle there is Rick Roswell, and I'll look for Rick out there in the world doing many things here in Metro Atlanta, in media, and beyond around the country. Thank you as always, my man.
Be coming to you from a really cool place next week, Sully, so it's a reason for the listeners to tune back in and check out your webpage.